It's SA Foster and Kinship Carers Week, and AC Care is acknowledging the incredible work of carers in the network across the Hills, Murraylands and South Coast, while also highlighting the vital need to recruit more foster carers. SA Foster Care Manager Danny Atkinson joins me now in the studio for a chat about it. Thanks for joining me, Danny.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've had a large drive this year to broaden the amount of families opening their hearts and homes to vulnerable young people. How's that going in the midst of the pandemic and the craziness of 2020?
Sure, and great question. Looks, we're going reasonably well. We have certainly had to change some of the ways in which we might normally, you know, try to engage the community to highlight, you know, raise their awareness around foster care and the need for more foster carers. We've had a fairly good turnaround of interest in foster care, which has been great throughout this very, you know, rather tricky and complex time. The fact remains that we would love to see more interest, more people, you know, talking to us, wanting to know about foster care, and then ultimately, you know, making that commitment to become a foster carer.
Yeah. Is there quite a big need in the community at the moment for foster carers?
There is certainly a need. We run foster care across the three regional areas, so the Murraylands, Riverland and Limestone Coast, and we would certainly love to see more foster carers, you know, join our team with the very fact that there are more children that are requiring care. That could be, you know, care in the immediate sense, and that could be also care for more longer term options where children are, you know, for whatever reason, not able to return to birth family.
Mm. What difference does a good home make for a young person in need?
It makes a huge difference. So many of the children and young people that we see requiring foster care have come into our care because, you know, the home life has been unsafe. Children also don't always get those normal, typical childhood opportunities that they might get while they've been, you know, living in an unsafe environment. So in foster care, what we see is, you know, the most satisfying reward for carers is that they get to give children opportunities that they probably wouldn't have had previously. So that would be, you know, being able to start doing a sport. That might be going to the beach. It might be, you know, having their own toothbrush or just their own belongings, which is, you know, really, really important. I think that's what makes the greatest difference.
Now, we have a prolific carer in our Murraylands community. I've read in the Murray Valley Standard about the remarkable Auntie Angie. She's supported a lot of young people over the years, hasn't she?
She certainly has. So she's had a very long foster care journey. So she's been caring for 30 years, and she's provided care for more than 40 children over the course of that time. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, lots of, you know, kids coming in, hanging out with Auntie Angie, and Angie being able to make a difference in those kids' lives.
With me in the studio is SA Foster Care Manager with AC Care, Danny Atkinson. It is SA Foster and Kinship Carers Week. What support do carers get?
So we have a fairly intensive level of support to the carers, and that's also, you know, tailored depending on what situation the carer may be in. We might have carers that provide respite care, so they might, you know, provide care to children, you know, on and off over the course of, you know, a month or so. We may have carers that provide care for multiple children under short-term and long-term care type arrangements. So their needs of support are going to be varied. But typically that is a lot of, you know, spending time in the home with the support worker, talking about how things are going, what are the kids' needs, what are their needs, and working in the broader care team. You know, it's, fostering is one part, looking after the child, and to a degree that's almost slightly the easier thing to do sometimes, because one of the challenges working within a care team, because there's lots of people involved, lots of people needing to be, you know, contributing to that child's life. So that can be quite challenging, but it's, you know, important that that happens. So support can look differently, just depending on each carer family situation.
And Danny, how does your agency ensure carers are providing the best care to children and young people?
Great question. So we provide an extensive training schedule that, you know, particularly in this day and age, can be done face-to-face and online. So those trainings look at, you know, mandated trainings that all carers need to be able to maintain, you know, their registration, but also trainings that help give them the tools and skills to best equip them to being able to, you know, care for that child, particularly if the child, you know, they're... experiences before coming into care may mean that they've got, you know, some challenging types of behaviour. So the training that we provide gives carers the knowledge and skills to be able to, you know, adapt their parenting, I guess, to that child or children, depending on what that might mean for them.
And can we find out, how can we find out more about becoming a carer?
Sure. So we'd love to hear from anyone who's interested in becoming a carer or just wanting some more information about fostering in general. They can check out our socials or also our website, which is accare.org.au. They could email us at care@accare.org.au or by giving us a call on our 1300 AC Care number.
Thanks for joining me today, Danny.
Thanks for having me.